Tuesday Takeover with Venus Libido on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Venus Libido and I'm joined by Tori West today for the FUBAR Takeover.
Hey everyone.
Hey.
Hope you're excited to spend 2 hours with us.
I'm excited to spend 2 hours with you, so.
Yes. Amazing.
Sorry for a little bit. We're very new to this whole radio thing, but I'm excited. We're going to be talking a lot about sex, dating, relationships, what we're leaving behind in 2019 and much more.
And what we're bringing in.
And what we're bringing in.
To 2020.
No pun intended. So our show is called Tequila, Sex and Everything in Between, because we are talking about sex, everything in between, while drinking tequila, thanks to Patron. Thank you very much. And we have our special little bar bitch, Anna, joining us, making us drinks as we speak.
It's going to get dramatically worse and messier towards 6 o'clock.
She's making them very strong. Very strong. So, Tori.
Hey.
Let's talk about our show. What are we going to be... Talk about our guests. Who have we got coming on?
So we have one half of London Vagabond, who is coming on with me, Modest Gold, who I'm super excited about. Let's talk about fetishes. We're going to talk about, I guess, modern dating, polyamory.
Yeah.
Also, she's a mother. She's a teen mom. So we're going to be talking a bit about that.
That'd be cool.
And she's also just had, I think her new baby is about 6 months old. So we'll probably be discussing that as well.
Cute.
Baby London. Yeah.
Oh, it's called London.
Yeah.
That's like
so
cute.
From the London Vagabond.
That's nice.
Cute, right?
Yeah. And we've also got my good friend, Corin, the last skeptic, who has been on this radio show quite a lot. So if you listen to this show regularly, you'll know who he is. He is a rapper, a music producer and a DJ, and he's amazing and he's beautiful and he's gorgeous and he has lovely blue eyes. What else can I say about him? And we also then have Ruby Rare, who has also, again, been on FUBAR before. And she is a sex educator. She's an activist, an artist. And we're going to be talking to her about being bisexual and non-monogamy and lots of other amazing things, I'm sure. Because Ruby's gorgeous and knows everything about everything. Have you not met her before?
No, well, okay, so I was going to meet her at your birthday, but then I got too drunk and then I couldn't go over and say hi because I thought I wasn't in a position to meet and introduce myself to new people when I was in that current mindset. So today's the first time I'm going to meet her.
Oh my God, that is so funny. So, Tori, I think we should talk about ourselves.
Oh, let's God.
Just be really...
Because we're narcissists.
Let's just be narcissistic for a little bit.
Okay.
Tell everybody what you do.
So I'm Tori.
Hey.
I do Bricks Magazine. I've done it for 5 years. I set up in my final year of uni. I'm also a freelance writer. I'd say predominantly I talk about social politics, or just politics in general. I love kicking off about politics. If anyone follows me on Instagram, that's all I kick off about. Or I do a lot of like writing to do with like feminism and sex as well. I do quite a lot, actually.
You do a lot.
I do. I'm also a lecturer, believe it or not. People put me in charge of education sometimes.
Yeah, know that.
Yeah, fully. I lecture at Cardiff. I've done Bristol.
What do you lecture in?
Mainly like fashion promotion courses, or like fashion design, just fashion generally. I've done photography and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cute, but it's funny that people put me in charge of their children's education. Like, what?
I think you're very knowledgeable. Don't worry about
Great. And then I just do a lot of public speaking, I guess, like panels and things like that. I do bits, hon.
You do bits?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Bricks Magazine. Like,
Thanks.
It is amazing.
Thanks.
Tell people about that a bit more. Like, what do you do?
I make my best work when I'm heartbroken or I'm angry about something. And I figured that out quite early on. And I wanted to work in the publishing industry, but I just find it very intense. There's such a hierarchy in publishing. Especially, it's kind of like the Condé Nast effect, you know what I mean? It's that kind of like stereotype of the publishing industry. And I hate hierarchies, and I just don't like the way that general publishing works. So I was like, I'm just going to make it myself, and I just want a safe environment to work in. I just want to work with like queer people, and So that's basically why I started it. And also when, at the time, I was living in Bristol, and there wasn't a lot of publications existing, like, outside of London at that time. Everything's so, and it still is, so yeah. London-centric. But I was like, why should my opportunities in fashion or arts culture be any less just because of where I live?
Yeah.
So that was, like, a huge thing that I wanted to tackle. And I met the boys that do Crack magazine in Bristol, and
Crack
I was like,
"Crack is so good!
It's such a good magazine, and it's I love so what those good. Boys do so much. They kill it with that publication."
Yeah.
And at the time, they literally were like doing it out of their bedroom, and I was
really?
Like, "If you can do that,
you can do
living
it.
Living out of your parents' house, yeah. why can't I bloody do it? Just because I'm in Bristol." So that's kind of how it started, and I probably owe quite a lot of my motivation for starting it to the boys at Crack, to be honest.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's really cool. Should you tell people how we met? How did we meet?
On the internet, obviously.
On the internet.
Like most people,
like everybody
in the
21st
century, we meet on the internet.
Do you remember the first time we met?
No.
I don't either. That's really sad.
It's really memorable.
It was
obviously
it was
really
so
memorable
amazing.
That we remember it. No, we just spoke on the internet quite a lot, I feel, because I was like going through like a really tough time.
Oh, yeah.
On the internet, and I talk about things on the internet as
we were talking
do
about
quite a lot.
Cyberbullying, weren't we?
Yeah, and then I basically opened up saying that I was being cyberbullied and trolled online, and it probably like distorted my reality for like a whole year.
Yeah.
And when I finally opened up about it to say why I'd been on this like social media no one really knew what I was doing. I was hardly on social media.
Yeah.
And then when I opened up about it, you responded to me, and that's kind of how we started talking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a sad way that we met, but then we made it very, you know, cheerful. And now we're drinking tequila on the radio together,
yeah.
and
so
it's chill.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So what have we got coming up between us? Like, what have you got, your new issue of Bricks? Can you talk about that? Or
yeah, I can. So I'm doing a Rise Together issue at the moment. I'm
That's
smack
cool.
bang in the middle of the production for it.
Mm.
And I feel a bit sick about it, but we're doing 6 covers.
6?
I just get really excited, and I'm like, this is a good idea. And then I pitch them, but then yeah. I get it, and then I'm like, no, we're going to do 6. And I did 5 last time, and that was a bit of a headache, but we're doing 6 covers. I'm really excited about it. It comes out if... No, we are going to be on time. I've decided 2010 is the year that I'm going to stick to my publishing deadlines.
Yeah.
So it's coming out the end of Feb.
Yeah.
So
the last one was
coming.
So good with Brooke Candy.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I got Brooke Candy.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was sick. I'm so happy with that shoot at Charlie Dennis. The photographer is honestly incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a phenomenal photographer.
So
like,
talented.
He's amazing. He should be so much bigger than he is. Like, he's going to blow, I think. He's such an amazing photographer. But yeah, I'm excited. And I've also got the new issue of Disaster Zine coming out, which was actually meant to come out 2 weeks ago, but I've been so busy. I haven't printed
What's
it yet.
What's that?
So sorry,
What's the Disaster
everyone.
Zine? For people who don't know.
It's basically a collection of dating disasters and stories using a quote inspired by my grandmother that always used to say, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
So I basically like collect all my dating disasters and my friends, and then my friend Josh from Bristol illustrates them all out.
That's
so it's
so
supposed
cool.
to be kind of like, send me your woes, but let's just laugh about it. Basically, it's just a way, as I said, like I make my best work when I'm heartbroken or angry about something, and I have to laugh about it to get over it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the concept behind that, because people treat each other like absolute shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's really hard to,
get
out of. So you've got to laugh, or you
where
will
can people,
cry.
Where can people go if they want to like buy your magazines?
On the internet. It's on the Zine Cafe.
Zine Cafe.
Yeah. A
Never
big
heard
cartel.
Of it.
I made it up. I wanted it to just sound like it was professional, so it's actually just me that runs it.
Oh, really?
And it's all the only thing that's on it is Disaster, but you can buy it from there.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it in my bio link if anyone cares.
Okay.
After the show, if anyone cares, I'll be in my bio link.
So anyone who doesn't know me, let's talk about me for a minute.
What do you do?
What
why
do I
do?
Do
it?
What do I do and why do I do it? I'm an illustrator, but I also have a sex positive chat show called Private Parts, which you can watch on my Instagram at Venus Libido, where I talk to lots of beautiful people about dating, about their sex life, and we play lots of games of sex toys and just basically have a laugh.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Do you
to
like
be fair.
It?
Yeah. I watched it once on the Megabus.
Oh, really?
And
which one?
Which Megabus?
No,
to Cardiff. Literally, I only get the megabus to Cardiff. Who can afford rail transport in this day and age? It's not £10, so I pay £10 and get the megabus. But I like my one of my favourite things to do actually is to watch inappropriate stuff.
So
on
my
the
show
megabus.
Is perfect for that then.
Yeah, and I was literally like crying, laughing.
Which
and I was
one?
Sat next to this like cis white male who was blatantly straight next to me, and I was just like screaming, laughing. I think it was the one with Emma.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it was the Emma Bresky one.
Yeah, so I've had Emma Bresky. I've had Kenny Jones, Charlie Craggs.
The Charlie Craggs one was also hilarious.
Charlie is fucking hilarious.
She's the funniest person.
She just doesn't give a shit, does she?
No.
I love
what
her.
What did she say on there? She was like, if he steals your orgasm, you steal something from his house. Yeah. I was like, okay, fair. All right, we'll do that now.
That was such a good idea. Such a good idea. Who else? Karen Hobbs. Yeah, Emma Bresky. Oh, Kush Khanna.
Oh my God, I think that was the funniest one.
Kush Khanna was amazing. He's like the funniest person I know. Like, not because he's like, not like he's because he's like a comedian or anything, but he just generally is really clumsy
and scatty. His presence
is hilarious. He's just like so funny. But yeah, so that's what I do. And I'm hopefully going to be making some more next year, which will be great if I can get that going. So yeah.
Yeah, exciting stuff for 2020. I'm excited for you to bring out some more episodes of that, actually. I think it's very necessary. But also, I feel like a lot of, like, sex and dating things is so heteronormative.
Yeah.
And even when I listen to, like, dating podcasts, and I'm so bored.
Yeah.
I'm leaving straight energy in 2019. Queer energy only in 2020, because straight energy is just not funny.
It's boring.
It's boring. It's just not funny.
It's not. It's dull as fuck.
So I'm leaving that in 2019 with a long list of things that will probably come out on this show at some point.
We'll talk about them. We're going to talk about them.
My long list, I'll get it out. It's like a 25 point list. I'll get it out at some point in this show. If anyone gives a shit, you can have my bullet point list.
Cool.
Should we play our first song?
I think we should play our first song. What are you feeling? Do you want Lizzo? Should we have a bit of Lizzo?
Yeah, so I made a Heartbreak Diet playlist recently on Spotify about I'm just not going to get heartbroken anymore by just emotionally unavailable men.
Yeah.
So I made a lit playlist, and Lizzo was the first track
on
it that we took off.
She's very fitting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy Lizzo, everybody.
That bitch, even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why am I in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why am I in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend, send me down in the salon chair. I've been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me,
Tuesday Takeover with Venus Libido on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope we all enjoyed Lizzo. I know we did in the studio dancing around with tequila.
In our leather, matching leather pants.
Oh, yeah, we're wearing matching leather pants. So today we are joined by our first guest. Would Hello. You like to induce?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
The tequila's kicking in. Would you like to introduce yourself, darling?
Hello, I am Dinah Gold.
Such a beautiful name. Is that your real name?
Can you imagine? That's
it
such
is
a good
my
last
legal name.
Name.
I did really? Change my last name.
Oh, okay.
When Bowie died, it's a long story.
Okay.
It was Berger.
Oh, so pretty though.
Thank you.
I love it. So what do you do?
I'm a pervert.
You're a pervert.
And a mother.
I love it already. Elaborate, please.
I work primarily with my partner, who's also a pervert, but actually a lot less pervy than me, funny okay. enough, being a man. And we focus on fetish photography. We also publish. We've just today received our first zine that we've published with someone else that's not us, so we're really excited.
Oh, cool.
And sell cameras, raise children, do the school run, don't wear bucket hats. Or
As a context, she came in wearing a bucket hat and then told us that actually bucket hats aren't for her because she looks like a fisherman.
But I said that's kind of the point.
As a context, yeah, but I thought she looked sick.
I thought you were
She's taking it off.
Yeah.
She's taking it
There's
off.
There's no bucket hat.
But yeah, so your one half, so the kind of like art collective that you're talking about with the publishing is the London Vagabond. So you're kind of one half of that. Could you tell us like a little bit more about how that started, how you came about? Because it was your partner that started it first, right? And then you came on board with it.
I'm nodding and you can't hear nodding, can you? Nodding so much. The London Vagabond isn't the publishing thing. The publishing thing is a new thing we're launching very soon called Hide It From Your Mum.
Which is a sick name.
Yeah, a sick name.
We're just like fucked off with censorship online.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
So we want to do something about it. We love print, like Brits and like what you guys do. We want to see things on paper, tangible stuff again.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's do a publishing thing. But that's no one knows about that. Sometimes that's something that's really probably right now. But the London Vagabond. So I met my partner about 4 years ago through a mutual friend. She met up with him to shoot. She's a stylist. And she kind of called me after, like, you have to meet the Vagger. I was like,
oh my god, the Vagger. Can you imagine if someone and she's like, you have to meet the Vagger? I'd be like,
I'd be
take
shitting
me
my
to
pants,
him.
I'm not gonna lie.
I was like,
sounds slightly like terrifying.
And she didn't give any context what he looked like, nothing. She was just like, you'll really get on. I was like, but why? She's like, I'm not telling you, just meet him. So she was just playing this Cupid thing, like, text me, like, guess what? Vagger's in Brighton. You're in Brighton. You guys should meet up. So I received a text message from the Vagger saying, I'm on a train to Brighton in a toilet, avoiding the train fare. Do you need ID to get in where you are? And I was like, what the fuck?
That's kind of a sick text, though, as an introduction to someone, do you not think? Like, I'm kind of hiding on a train right now. Fuck capitalism anyway. What are you up to right now?
Yeah.
/ maybe he's not old enough to meet me. Who's got ID? Do you need ID?
Oh, so yeah, what?
So I was like, oh. Anyway, I kind of met this guy. I didn't know who he was. Stood outside this pub, like, looking around, and then, you know, we caught eyes across the crowd, and I was like, oh, hello.
Aww.
She didn't mention he was good looking. He was with another very attractive friend, and I was like, they're both quite nice. Which one should I go for?
My pickings.
But he had like this big tattoo on his leg that said, fuck cops, kill snitches. I was like, I'll have that one. So we got talking. And within about 20 minutes, he was like, so what are you into? I was like, I've got a lot of fantasies. And with my most recent partner before then, I tried to piss on him, but I was a little bit intoxicated, you could say. Couldn't get the pee out. So it just remained a fantasy. And he was like, I'm into that. If you were to fill a glass right now in this bar, I'd drink it. And I was like,
God, that's crazy.
Please say you did it.
Of course I did it.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So
wait. Oh my god.
Yeah.
We learned how to use the radio button.
So good. Can we do it again?
Yes, drink and pee.
Wow. I'm going to want that to like follow me around. Everything I do.
It's like being on Friends, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. he drank my piss. I was like, oh, that's hot. And then like became totally obsessed with him drinking my piss. Like was filling up. I had a job at an art agency at the time and was like going to the toilet, filling up bottles of piss and like meeting him after work. Like, here's your piss.
That's fucking
okay. I have a question. What are the like issues behind drinking someone else's piss? Like, can you not get sick from that?
I've got goddessly piss. Mine's fabulous. It makes you healthy. No, it makes your skin
like,
glow.
Is it safe, is what I'm asking?
There are very, very little... There's very little risk of infection with anything, like, bodily fluids-wise. Like, you know, it's carrying a risk. It's still contact, isn't it? So I don't encourage... Tested.
Get tested before you drink piss.
I always get, like, UTIs.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Could you catch a UTI if you drink someone else's piss? Is that a thing? Is that a weird question to ask?
No,
there's no weird questions.
Not weird. I mean,
A healthy person's urine is about 95% water and sterile.
Yeah.
So in the short term, it's safe to drink and does replenish lost water.
There we go. It's good for you.
By the way, I didn't know that off the top of my brain.
She did Google
I'm
that.
Reading that off of the queue. I'm not that intelligent.
In the 4 years of his piss career of being a toilet that I've been with him and managed his piss drinking, he's done really never been ill from piss.
Also, as context for that, he also identifies as toilet.
Well, I made that happen.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, he's an it. He's a toilet, so online or kind of anything we do, I tend to just refer to him as toilet or it.
And he likes it.
He doesn't really have a choice.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Okay, so let's go back to the whole pervert thing.
Okay,
like, let's talk about that. Yeah. I don't. My question is pervert. Yeah.
Pervert.
In terms, like, what do you mean by that?
I'm being like naughty saying it. Really, I just love the word pervert. And perverse, and I love fetish. I love doing things you're not meant to be doing. Mm. I just love photographing and being involved in situations that are, like, visually, I guess, stimulating. Yeah. I like the weird, the wonderful. We like to document real stuff. So I would never be like, right, Tori, come over and let's stick champagnes up your pussy because you're not into that. Well, maybe you are.
Maybe I am. You can ask me.
Are you into champagne? But, like, we don't agree with, like, faking stuff. So
generally, like, people have to be into that thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, if we're going to have a girl and her toes are being sucked, she needs to like having her toes sucked.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a guy and he's in full latex, he wouldn't go to, like, you know, latex brand, can we borrow some latex and stick a guy in latex? It's documentary photography. It's not... If you see blood, it's blood.
Yeah.
If you see piss, it's piss. Nothing's
it's not
fake.
Stage, it's not
that's
set
so
up.
Cool. So where do you... Is this, like, available... The tequila is really kicking in.
I'm so jealous.
Where can people... Can people actually see your photographs anywhere?
Not very much on the internet because they're too naughty. So we publish our own... This is where the publishing stuff's coming.
Okay.
So we've published 4 zines ourselves of our own work.
Yeah.
And then there's been one published by a New York publisher called Paperwork that do some really cool stuff too. You can buy our zines, but they're currently all sold out. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we're really lucky. They sell out super quick.
I want some.
Oh, I should have bought one. I have one that I should have bought. That was really rude. If Toilet was here, he's really good at that stuff.
I have an interesting story. So the other day, I was cleaning someone's house, and they had your artwork on the wall.
Did they?
Yeah, and I forgot to tell you. But I thought that's, like, so cool.
I would love to. I'm going to buy some of your artwork when I go
Thank
home.
You.
I'm going to do it.
She's sick. You're both sick, actually.
Thank you very much. Well, people have said that our art has got them into, like, kinky situations.
Yeah.
It's like a door opener. You know, follow this account, then you see the piss, you see that, and there's so many messages we get, like, thank you so much, I've now peed on my boyfriend, girlfriend, lover, whatever. And it's really cool to be...
Isn't the kind of, like, perception of your work mostly positive, would you say? Or have you had kind of, like, people be like, that's weird? Like, really? What?
Very, 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 like, rarely. We don't get trolled, unbelievably. I got a nasty message, two nasty messages about being kind of openly sexual... whatever the word is, and being a mother. There's been one or two comments being like, why the fuck do you think it's okay? Like, your kids, this, that. And I'm like, fucking hell, we all have sex.
Your kids are going to grow up to be fucking awesome, you should have said. Like, kids are actually going to feel loved and not ashamed of anything in their life because they know they can come to me and talk to me about it.
Exactly. It's not like, you know, London slipped out and I stuck him in latex. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
Like,
also, he's so cute. I've met both of your kids, and they're actually angels. Yay. They're so funny. But it's Louis,
yeah,
the older one. He's hilarious.
He's selling his artwork at the moment, by the way. Just a little.
That's so cute. Him. Okay, so we have some games we're going to play with you.
Okay.
We have two.
Yep.
The first one is a little one that me and Tori are very excited about. So before you came on, we recorded our orgasm noises.
Okay.
We're going to play them.
Okay.
And you have to guess whose is whose.
Okay, I close my eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, close your eyes.
Sounds better when your eyes
are closed. Yeah, close your eyes.
Really concentrate.
So orgasm noise number one. Oh!
Do it again. I didn't hear it.
Oh!
Okay, yeah.
Orgasm noise number two.
Two's Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a high pitched voice.
I really like your voice.
I really like it.
Oh. Very sexy voice.
Yes, I've got a sexy voice, everyone. Yes, I'm perfect for radio.
Okay, and our next game is we're going to play some true or false sex facts.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
Wait, okay. Who's the host? Am I playing this as well?
Yeah, so we're going to do it together.
Okay. Who knows the answers then, if we're all playing it?
No, so I'm going to read them out.
Yeah.
I don't know the answers. We're going to work them out together, and then the ladies on the other side of the screen are going to...
That you don't see.
That you don't see. Okay. So, true or false, number one. Lesbians have the most orgasms.
True.
True. I already know that's true, yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah.
True. 100% true. That's definitely
it's got to be.
True.
Yeah. True. Okay. Going with true?
Okay, true.
Yeah. It is, in fact, true. A recent survey showed last year heterosexual women climax 61.6% of the time, homosexual women climax 74.7% of the time, bisexual women climax 58% of the time.
So if you're having both, you. Do left.
Yeah.
I need to pick.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit. Okay.
Okay, I'm really good at this. I know why I failed biology at school, because I'm blatantly amazing, so I got it right.
Okay, next one. True or false? 1 in 20 European babies are conceived in an IKEA bed.
True.
That has to be.
That has to be true.
One in 20.
Like, no one's got disposable income.
Everyone has an IKEA bed.
Who has money to not buy an IKEA
bed? Oh, does it mean IKEA bed in the sense of going into an IKEA
shop?
Yeah, they're
not going to fucking IKEA and shagging in the shop, are they? Oh! I mean, that would be lit. But they're not doing that. They just mean that you went to IKEA and you bought the bed and you took it home, you built
your own
it,
house.
And then you shagged in it.
Not in the showroom.
Showroom bed.
Okay, let's find out if it's true or false. It's false. It's actually 1 in 10.
Fuck, people got more disposable income than I thought. All right, never mind. That one wasn't really biology, though, so whatever.
Okay, number three. True or false? A female ferret will die if she doesn't have sex for a year.
Who wrote these?
That's really good, isn't it?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with true.
I want to say false because that's really sad.
I'm going to go with true as well.
I think it's true.
Yeah, let's find out. Is it true or false? True. What? There are also multiple animal species who mate themselves to death. So this.
Oh my god, that's how I want to go. I'm gonna write that down. I have a piece of pen and paper. I'm writing it down.
So deep sea octopus, a twisted wing parasite, specific salmons, etc., etc. Or will die if they don't have sex for a year.
Fucking hell.
Okay. I've actually written that down.
I always say this, like, I've got a friend and she just can't orgasm. Like, she just physically can't orgasm. I said, if you are on your dying bed and you still haven't orgasmed, I'm going to get a bunch of people just come and, like, rub your clit till you die till you have
it's
a fucking orgasm.
It's no life not orgasming.
No.
That's sad. I have to wank at least twice a day, otherwise it's just not even worth getting out of bed. No, it's true. Do you not think that?
I'm not a big wanker. Believe it or not.
I'm such a wanker.
We can be wankers together.
You don't wank that much.
Do not. Do you?
I have a toy at home, don't I?
Yeah, you have the toilet at home. Yeah. If I had a toilet at home like that.
Yeah, not that much wanking.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I sound like showing off, don't I?
Well, I'm reading this thing? One, and it's depressing.
You read.
Me
okay, you read. You read. You read this one.
Please don't say this is true. 1 in 5 people use their smartphones during SAS.
So true, isn't it?
The advertisers are going to be listening to that and having a field day. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think? Do you think
yeah, it's probably true, but
I reckon
like,
it's true.
Are they videoing themselves? Is it something fun? What are they on scrolling?
Talking to someone else while they're fucking someone. That's probably
that's
what's
a
going
shit
on.
Lay. Everyone's having shit lays if they feel like they need to be on their smartphones.
I agree.
Sex.
Oh my god, if a guy or girl went on their smartphone,
either.
I would fucking kick off.
That's never happened. I don't think that's true because I've never done that.
No, but obviously people. Oh, is it true or false? Let's find out. Oh, hang on.
What?
Hang on. Oh,
no.
It's true. A survey.
I was in the US.
A survey in the US found that 1 in 5 adults between 18 and 34 have used their phones during sex.
To do what, though, specifically? I'd like to. Yeah, I'd like to be fully.
How did you study this
are they
shit?
On Google?
I don't know, because I wasn't asked.
Yeah, but what are they doing on their phones? I needed to be like more specific.
Yeah.
Are they on
are they
Google?
Watching porn?
Are they on porn? Are they filming
it? Yeah,
are they recording it? Like
they're
some of them
Instagram.
Are acceptable, some of them are not. I just need to know more about that.
That's a big statistic either way. 1 in 5 people.
1 in 5. That's a lot.
Get off the gram, have a shag.
Jeez. Okay. So, 5, Tori, go for it.
More people prefer sex to coffee.
I feel like you probably do prefer sex to coffee to sex.
I can't function though without coffee. Like, I'm not alive. If I don't have caffeine in the morning, I'm not alive.
You can't have
migraines.
Sex without coffee.
I couldn't.
You need
the coffee
to have the sex.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Okay, well, let's find out if it's true or false. More people prefer sex to coffee. False.
Is that Brexit though? Is that 51%? It's actually really close. False.
51 of those surveys said they could go longer without. Hang on, this is the fucking.
Hang on
tequila.
A second.
Hang on, I'm getting confused now. Tori,
over. 51% of those surveyed, which I want to know who these people are, by the way, said they could go longer without sex than they could go without coffee. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a lot to take in.
Fuck, the tequila's
it's tequila!
Right. Do you understand?
I'm the only sober one here.
But do you get it?
I don't like coffee. I'm sorry.
I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee.
Okay, no,
I can't
go
without alcohol
one.
And not having sex. Like, I'd rather have alcohol over sex.
Wait, what?
You'd prefer to always have alcohol or sex?
If you had to, okay, hang on, let's simplify it. So you would prefer to have alcohol than sex?
Yeah.
If you had to go with one or the other for the rest of your life?
Oh, no, not the rest of my life.
What would you pick?
Well, sex, but like right now, alcohol was like my baby. I could fuck a champagne bottle.
I can hear like distant laughs, and I don't know where they're coming from. Oh, maybe it's in my head because I've had too much tequila.
Maybe I should just make love, like you said, with champagne bottles.
Maybe. How many tequilas have you two had?
Two.
I've had one, but but you know, tequila goes straight to my head, so don't judge me.
Okay.
So whatever. Anyway, next.
Next.
6.
Apples are aphrodisiacs. True or false?
I don't know if that's true, you know.
I don't know about that either.
Isn't like a gooseberry an aphrodisiac? Is it a gooseberry?
A gooseberry?
Oysters.
Is that a thing?
Oysters are. Maybe apples are.
Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
I really wanted to make like an Adam and Eve like thing then, but you know, the apple.
No, there's a type of berry that's an aphrodisiac. Goja berry? I'm making shit up. Okay, is it true or false?
Is it true or false?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false. Is it true or false? Let's find out. True?
What? Women who eat apples more than once a day are reported more easily self-lubricated. And their overall sexual function is high. So it doesn't just keep the doctors at bay. You can have more sex. You can get wet.
Ladies, okay. You're hearing this. Eat more apples if you want to get more wet. Okay, so last one. Male fruit flies rejected?
Yeah, that says rejected.
I can't.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you? Okay, male fruit flies rejected by females drink significantly more alcohol than those who have successful.
I'm so sorry, I just pushed buttons.
This is going downhill. Do you know what? I don't even understand this. Can someone explain to me? So let me say it again. Male fruit flies
so
rejected by females drink they don't mean just females in general, right? They mean female fruit flies, drink significantly more alcohol than those that have had a successful encounter. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Someone explain. What does it mean? Are you just typing things on the screen to make us feel more drunk? So we sound funnier? This self-sabotage that is on this show.
Definitely I'm never what coming is happening. That's definitely what's happening.
I still don't understand.
And you're sober, so...
If they get turned away, they drink alcohol.
What?
What, fruit flies? What if they don't... Where do they get the alcohol from?
Oh, just bloody pick one. Sure, just get it over with. I'm done. I'm over it's it. False. Pour me another glass of tequila girl, Adam.
Where's our bar, bitch?
Bar, bitch. Okay, I'm going to say false because I just don't understand it.
I'm going to say true. I reckon that's probably true.
Yeah. Flies don't know what's going on.
Flies are perverts.
True. Tori, you've got to read from now on. Sorry, babe.
Oh, gosh. True researchers suggest that alcohol stimulates the flies' brains as a reward. Really? Ooh. In a similar way to sexual conquest. Human brains have a similar chemical which may
there
react
we go.
In a similar way.
That's why.
No, it's too complex. I prefer sex. I fail biology. I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm done with this game. Let's turn it off. I'm a sore
well, that
loser
was the last
and I'm not
one.
Happy. Who won? Does anyone count who won? Right, there's no winners and we're never playing that again.
Okay. So, let's talk more about you, Dina.
As she says as she passes me alcohol. Let's talk more about you.
What is coming up for you next year? What can people look out for? Where can they find you on Instagram? Give us the lowdown on your life.
Can we also talk about
life?
How we met?
Oh, yeah, yes. Let's talk about that.
We met in my house.
Because I'm a narcissist. I want to talk about myself.
Let's talk about you, Tori.
So, we met on the internet.
Yes.
Like how me and Venus met.
Yeah.
But it was probably because of the Lindsay Dye cover, I think.
Yes, we did. We both like
both
her
have
Boston
have
cake.
A mutual
love.
Love, slight, I'd say, obsession on my behalf. Healthy obsession.
I did watch her today.
All I want to do is watch her, to be fair. Okay, so anyone that doesn't know this person in context... Oh, my God, stop doing that. Do you know when we were recording my orgasm noise, I had to make her leave the room. I was like, I can't. It doesn't even sound like my orgasm noise. That's how nervous I was about it. It gave me, just listening to that gives me orgasm anxiety. Anyway, so Lindsay Dye is a sex worker and performer, and she bakes cakes and sits on them and does live performances of her twerking on cakes while singing sad songs. You don't know whether you should be turned on or crying. It's very emotional. We love her. Yeah. She's based in New York. Me or you have never met her.
No, we really want to, desperately.
We've just talked to her about her online. So that's how we kind of, because you admired the cover and saw that I was working with her, then... You were going to come to my launch, but you were heavily pregnant. You were due that day.
Yeah, it was my due date,
And you were like, I'm coming. And I was like, she's and definitely
I,
not coming.
I think I was into labour like the next day. I was like in early labour. I was like, oh, I'll still come.
Oh, no.
I was doing so much so close to the end. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I would have had to be rolled out at that point. It was a bit silly. But I did want to go because Di Lindsay was perhaps,
she was going to come, but we couldn't get her flight over. Her sugar daddy paid for the flight and everything, but we just couldn't get her visa.
Imagine doing
to
a live
over.
Performance.
Well, she was going to sit on our Brick's like fifth birthday cake. Oh, that was kind of like the concept of it.
Wow.
And you were going to come and document it, and that's kind of how we made it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then you gave birth, and then a couple of months later, I had like a family dinner.
Yep.
You two had a family dinner together.
Yeah, she invited me round, and the first time that we met was I had a family dinner with your kids and your partner. It was really cute, and then you sent the kids out and then pulled out a box and all your work of all these, like...
The naughty stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
What naughty stuff? Please elaborate. Don't just say naughty stuff. That's not fair.
Naughty photos. Lots of naughty photos and stuff.
We're, like, getting really coy about it.
Yeah, you are. You're both getting really shy. Don't say stuff. Come on.
The naked ladies.
There was lots of naked people. Yeah. The toilet was being used as a toilet.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Okay. Yeah, that's
you also showed me your
on.
Fan mail of the underwear that people send in.
Yeah.
You get a fan mail.
Talk about that? Well, it's not... So, we can talk about that. There's so much to talk about, isn't there, all the time? So, basically, the first zine that we dropped... we noticed, like, statistically, a lot of men were buying our work. And we were like, we don't want it just to be men. We want more women to have our work on our work. So I was like, how about we, like, pair up our want to have, you know, females owning our artwork with us being pervs and get ladies to send in their filthy underwear and we'll send them artwork back as
but they write letters with it as well.
Yeah. So they send their dirty knickers in. They write like a little note about how they've been worn. Like some people, like I was fucked three times in these, and there's stuff inside my pussy, and I pissed on them. And we get a lot of pissy knickers because the toilet lights piss. Everyone knows it. some girls like I worked in these. I stripped in these for 12 hours. There's been so many different stories. My favourite amazing pair were. They were her mother's on her mother's wedding day, and then so her mother wore these things on her wedding day.
You explained this to me on the day. I was like, ah.
Whoa! Like I couldn't. It was such a privilege to like own something so special and sentimental. And the longer we've done this, so basically, whenever we drop a zine, we always open it up to panty trades. It's like our thing, and we just do at least 20 each time to just try and get more women. And we've actually seen a shift. The last zine we put out, mostly women were buying it and swapping, and it's like yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because we want, you know, women to own the work that we do. So Tori saw a lot of our knickers.
I came over and saw the box of knickers.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
The notes that go with them and, it was really cool.
Oh, amazing.
I also remember we were talking about how you wanted to do breast milk donations. Did you end up doing that?
No. So basically, I really, really wanted to. I went down to... So London, at the time when I wanted to donate, was totally at full capacity for donations. And I was like, that's mad. Why can't I donate here and that be shipped off to somewhere else in the country? It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So then I had to go to Hertfordshire. They didn't send me the forms, and they only let you do it for the first 6 months from the like NFC, whatever they're called.
Oh, okay.
So I just didn't get to do it. And it's something like I'm kind of ashamed of. Like, it didn't happen. Because it's something I really, like, please, if anyone listening,
could you explain, like, a little bit more why it's important to do that?
So, basically, there are loads of babies that are born prematurely that, you know, their mothers can't produce milk properly. And the milk that we have can save their lives. And I'm really, really passionate about it. And I was on antibiotics for a while too, so I couldn't feed until that was out of my system. And you only
So you use use that system to help you as well.
Pardon?
You use that system to help you when you had a child.
No. I'm still breastfeeding. Okay. That's why I can't drink the fucking tequila. Remember. But I really kind of encourage other women to breastfeed. When I had my first child when I was 17, I actually did workshops and stuff in a young person's project to encourage other women to breastfeed and other young mums to breastfeed.
Yeah.
It's something I'm really passionate about. Like, it's what your boobies are for.
Yeah.
If you can feed, do.
Yeah. It's one of those things as well that I wouldn't even have thought that's a thing. And it's actually so important. And I feel like a lot of people don't even know that that's like a legitimate thing that needs to be done.
Yeah, it really does. You can save lives with breast milk donations. And I did try. It just didn't get sent to me because it was not in London. I don't understand like why you can't just donate to a London bank and they can't take it in a van.
Yeah. Maybe that's something you need to start.
Yes. Give me your breast milk. But you've got to have blood tests. You've got to make sure you've got to have certain tests, check your clean, because obviously they want to know about your diet and everything.
Yeah.
And if you're a smoker and all that, which you shouldn't really be doing if you're breastfeeding anyway, or drinking alcohol, which you shouldn't be doing. But so it's quite like it's a procedure to get to being able to donate.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, though. Thanks for sharing that with
us. Yeah, thank you.
Should we play another song and then we'll continue?
Well, I think we're going to be having to say goodbye now to Dina.
No, what?
So tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram.
So at the.london.vagabond is mine and my partner's stuff. And then my personal account is modestgold, modest.gold, and I talk about like more like motherhood and when my skin's shit and I moan on there and talk about being tired. And then we also have like a filthy account called rest_in_piss_. You have to request.
I don't follow that.
You really should.
Rest_in_piss_.
You have to send a message. Obviously, I know you guys. That'll be fine. Because we keep it really low. It's for people that want filth.
Yeah.
It's a little secret gem.
Those are people going to be typing that into their phones right now.
Where all
I can see all the ladies in here doing it.
And we just did a Four Chambers as well.
Cool.
With Vex Tape, which was really cool. She, do you know what Four Chambers is?
No, did you say Vex Tape?
Yeah, it's like ethical porn kind of stuff. So we've done it's like water sports and like humiliation, degradation stuff that I did. We got filmed doing that. So that's, there's loads of stuff. But I'll carry on talking forever if you let me. So I'm going to sit back and be quiet.
You're coming on my podcast. We'll continue it.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
It'll be continued on next year's podcast.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for asking.
That's all right. So we're going to play another song. Yeah?
Yeah, something emotional.
Something emotional. Oh, we've got JoJo.
Yeah, emotional.
Bit of JoJo. Okay, we're going for some JoJo.
Waiting all day for you, babe. So won't you come and sit and talk to me? And tell me how we're gonna be together always. Hope you know that when it's late at night, I hold on to my pillow tight. And think of how you promised me forever.
I never thought that anyone
could make me feel this way.
Now that you're here, boy, all I want.
It's just a chance to say, hey, get out me right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late now. And I can't wait for you to be gone. Cause I know about her. And I wonder how I bought all the lies. You said that you would treat me right, but you was just a waste of time. Tell me why you're looking so confused when I'm the one who didn't know the truth. How could you ever be so cold to go behind my back and call my friend? Boy, you must have gone and bumped your head because you left a number on your phone.
So now I'm so wrong, you're
sitting up. Maybe I'm the one to blame,
but you think that you could be the one?
Well, I
funny, I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, but it's too late now. So say then, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give a fuck.
I remember that weekend when my best friend caught you creeping. You blamed it all on the alcohol. So
I made my decision. Cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. You say I don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. Now you're all in the past. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off, I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You say I'm sorry.
With Venus Libido on FUBAR Radio.
And we're back with me, Venus Libido, and
Tori West.
Tori West.
At Tori West on Instagram. I feel like everyone shared their Instagrams earlier and I didn't do it because I just hate that shit. Yeah. But it was on the script, so I'm doing it now. It's at Tori West. T-U-R-I, not Y, like the Conservatives, and West, yes, like Kanye.
You're so extra. And here he is, our next guest, who's a bit late because he was having a massive shit in the toilet.
I wouldn't say massive, maybe like tons of small ones rather than one giant
little
one.
Little pellets.
Yeah. Some of them were tiny demons that I was exercising from me. They all crawled out of me. That could be tapeworm. I could just be describing tapeworm. I don't know.
Hi, by the way, I'm Tori. Nice to meet you.
Corey, pleasure.
That is a great way to meet someone.
I saw you at her birthday, but I was...
I love knowing about people's bowels.
You guys met at my birthday, but you were both fucked.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk.
So was I.
What, you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Honestly, because I was gone on your birthday. What was I doing? Where was I? I was merely existing somewhere. I wasn't in the room.
Yeah, you beat up that grandma. Don't you remember?
That bitch.
That was fucked, man.
That bitch.
So... we are joined by the beautiful Corinne.
Yeah.
Also known as the Last Skeptic.
It's true. It's true. I am.
How are you doing?
Yeah, okay. I'd say a solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Why 6?
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, I'm tired. I had like 3 hours sleep.
Why?
It was not even for a good reason.
Oh.
Not even a good reason.
You could have at least come on and lied and suggested some good shagging last night or something.
No, literally none. No, I'm taking a break from sex.
Busy sorting
you're taking
bowels.
A break from sex?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just me and the tapeworm forever. It's just us two.
It's like when it's always
Yeah, that's
sunny,
all I've got. I don't have space for anyone else. Just him, her. I guess androgynous tapeworms, they don't really have a sex, do they? They're asexual.
They
procreate themselves.
To be honest, I never really looked into it.
No, I'm not going to lie. Okay, tell us a little... Well, you've been on FUBAR quite a lot.
Yeah.
So for all the people who are sick of you...
I can recognise my smell from the mic. I can smell it and I'm like, oh yeah, I've left my scent here. It's matured.
It,
it's matured in the past 2 weeks. Yeah.
So tell people about yourself.
Good, yeah, you know.
What do you do?
I like watching a TV show called Juice South. That's one of my favourite shows. It's a really good classic show. I like cooking. I'm really good with people's parents. Really, really good with people's parents.
I can't even take you seriously.
You know, I'm great at making tea. I'm really great at making tea. I've got a bit of an intolerance to dairy and wheat, so I'm sorry if anyone out there really likes dairy and wheat. Yeah. So now you know everything about me. So you can take me or leave me, and my tapeworm. We come as a duo. Sorry, what show is this? What am I? What show am I?
He's not normally this intense, I swear.
Do you want a tequila?
This is just tequila.
Has our bar bitch got you?
No, you know what? I'm not. I've got a long night ahead.
Oh, why is that?
I think I'm still hungover. Anyway, what was the question?
I said, tell people about yourself.
Oh yeah, I make music.
You've got a new album.
I've got a brand new album. It's called See You in the Next Life. Which it came out
lit.
Thank you very much. It came out like a week and a half ago. 2 weeks ago? Fuck knows.
It's very good, babes.
Thank you very much. Good. It's an intense journey of breakups and mental breakdowns. So it's a good little piece of work. I'm very happy about it. And so I've just been promoting that for the past forever.
Can I just interrupt a second?
Yeah.
The radio has actually typed up some... facts about tapeworms.
Great, let's do it.
I missed it.
You should know the person you love, so I want to know. Tell me about him or her.
Okay, so
go on, hit me.
I don't know what this word means, and I can't pronounce it either because I'm fluent Welsh and my alphabet's phonetical, so I'm probably not
hermaphroditic.
Alright, okay.
Yeah. No, it means that they
Well, hang on, let me read the fact.
Just no, you're not allowed.
I haven't even read the fact.
Get off of your own radio show.
Right,
you're banned.
Okay, so tapeworms are, say the word for me,
hermaphroditic means they're hermaphrodites. They have both the male and female parts.
Yeah, that's what the fact says. And generates both sperm and eggs.
Mm, delicious.
And a tapeworm can reproduce sexually either through self-fertilization or cross-fertilization. And other tapeworm or asexually by breaking off what's
proglotid
segments at the end of the trunk.
Proglotid.
That's what they've said to us.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
Anyway, can you start talking about sex and dating now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'm ready. Wasn't I already...
No, wait.
Sure, let's go.
We have a game.
I was born to play games.
But I feel like you're just going to guess this really quickly because...
Okay, go on.
And if you...
Is the answer tapeworms?
No. Oh. So me and Tori...
Do you actually have tapeworms? Is this a
I've got loads of them. Yeah.
Can you think? Okay.
Got loads of them. I actually hang my keys around one and that's how... It's like a lanyard.
Just stop. Sorry.
What's the game? So, I hope it's better than the last one.
So, well, this is our sex noises. So, me and Tori recorded our orgasm noises before the show.
Great.
You have to guess whose is whose.
Right, okay.
You ready for the first one?
I don't know what a female orgasm sounds like, so. this will be new to me.
Oh, your past relationships. Okay, right. ready? You ready for this?
I was born ready. Let's go. That's sorry.
Oh.
Oh, that's you. Come on.
This is too easy.
Too easy.
Do we sound well like that's our great. Orgasm noises or something?
Yeah.
That's great. Send them to me anyway, just so
I'll further verify.
I'll further verify at home.
Okay, well, let's move on to, like
we
said,
good game.
Sex, dating, relationship, shagging.
Go on, I'm ready.
And everything in between.
Yeah, great.
Tell us about your sex life. What's it like? What are you into? What's your fetish?
You know all of this anyway, but what is my...
I don't know, we've just met.
What is my fetish? I think I'm pretty straight down the line. I think currently this is the longest gap of sexless... No, the longest sexless gap I've had, I think.
How long has the gap
in
been?
In years. It's been about 3 weeks.
Oh,
so okay. I think now I'm just going to keep it going and
you
do at least...
You look a bit pale, I'm not going to lie.
I know, right? It's all the cum that's built up and now it's colouring my skin. Yeah.
I think I am a bit grey,
yeah. Damn. Yeah, no, just taking a couple week break for Christmas, saving my goodies for Santa.
I don't know what my longest period of not having sex is, but I don't feel like it's that long. I feel like maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah,
mine's like a virginity.
Mine's like a month, maybe.
Yeah, God. I don't know what I'll do if it gets to a month.
Well, you're nearly there.
I'm nearly there.
And you look like you're about to explode.
Oh, my God. I've forgotten if I have a dick at this point, so I don't know.
Does it include masturbation?
No, hell no. Come on. That's crazy talk.
What do you mean?
What else would I do with 5 hours of my day if I'm not looking at porn?
Or wanking.
But yeah, sorry. So there was a lot of questions.
I
want to
know what your
one?
Fetish is.
Fetish? I think I'm pretty straight down the line, you know?
What do you mean? Like straight down the line?
Animals, you know? It's pretty
my
like normal.
Just not to say that on the radio.
My trousers just popped open. You made me laugh so much.
That's not funny. You can't say things like that. And that's personality. There's laws
yeah,
against
that's
that.
Not, that's not cool.
Okay, no. So, no, I'm pretty straight down the line. I'm pretty boring.
Stop saying straight down
the line.
I'm pretty
boring.
Like,
I love
you have to elaborate.
Oh, no, I'm ready.
What does straight down the line mean?
Like, I love facials. I love giving facials. That's just like one of my favourite things in the world.
It's like
yeah.
foreplay.
Yeah, yeah. I basically put the cucumbers on their eyes and then, like, I go in with, like, the full mask.
Do you know what? I tell you what. If someone tries to stick fucking cucumbers on my eyes during yeah. foreplay, I don't know how I'd feel about it. Isn't that just a bit odd?
I like dressing them up like astronauts.
You're just saying
and
whatever
I
comes
dress
to your
up
head.
Like an alien.
And then
you're literally just saying whatever comes to your head.
I tried to be serious. I'd say, like, maybe 5% of the time, pregnant women. Sexy as hell.
Yeah, that is hot.
I think, you know, pregnant women are so beautiful. But yeah, about there's a 5% of the time where I treat myself. You know? have a little gander.
I Google pregnant
where
women
do you
now
find
and again.
Where do you find your pregnant women?
Oh, you know,
at the pregnant shop?
At the breathing classes, you know? I'm not going to go further without that line of humour. No, just, you know, just okay. looking at them online, you know, all that stuff.
Okay.
On the internet.
You know, did you know that you can actually find pornography on the internet?
No, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find anything you're into. You just go to Google and you type in, you know.
Really? Not if you're blocked. So recently I was living at my grandmother's house because I had like a 3-month break from London. So I was currently staying in my grandmother's spare bedroom in like a single bed. And I was busy crying over like some guy who was like 5 years younger than me that wouldn't commit to me. Lol,
oh
not missing
God.
That life.
Fuck that guy.
And fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I did. He's gone. So,
yeah,
and then, anyway, where's this conversation going? Anyway, so I was like, I'm really horny whilst I was crying. And I was like, I could do with a cry wank. So
And
my nan doesn't have the Wi-Fi. She's not down with that shit. So I was trying to off my phone watch porn and I couldn't, and I even failed the age recognition on my 3G even though I'm 27. And you can't watch porn just off your 3G. You have to go through like this weird restrictive shit. Like, I was so pissed off, and I thought Tumblr, and then Tumblr banned porn. Like, this internet censorship for porn is like really problematic.
It's getting worse.
Sometimes I just want to, you know, cry wank in the single bed at my grandmother's house, and I fucking can't.
Yeah, that's where you need to go get like an Argos catalogue, you know? You know, back in the day when things were really tough, when there was no Wi-Fi, and you go to the Argos catalogue, and
you go to the
pajamas page, and you're like, ooh,
this is not a pajama. You're thinking about the Avon catalogue, not the Argos.
Those are silky pajamas.
I can't.
You're talking about the Avon catalogue.
Sure, any catalogue. I'll take any catalogue you got. Bring them out.
When's your
birthday? Stack them up. May the 8th.
Okay.
Taurus.
I'll get those catalogues.
give me all the catalogues.
That's my new skill now. People tell me their birthdays and I go, star sign.
I love it.
Taurus. Fucking boring, not going to lie. Next.
Next.
So. Anyway, next.
Sorry, I'm just really not down with this whole star sign bullshit. I can't deal with it. So I wanted to get you on the show for two reasons.
Okay. Oh, stop it. That's nice.
Secondly, I want you to... You didn't sing for me at my birthday.
I didn't.
So
no.
Can you sing... Can you freestyle for us now?
About shagging, preferably.
But we'll give you a word, and then you... No?
I could have prepared... I could have written you a whole song.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Next time.
Next time, definitely.
Can you not freestyle?
I can't freestyle. Not today.
No,
I'm too embarrassed. It's too many lovely human beings in this room.
So you came on here talking about shit and tape.
Oh no, yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah, that's normal.
Shagging over the Argos
catalog, totally
but freestyle.
Did you say shagging over the shagging over the Argos catalog?
Yeah,
oh,
you're willing to talk about all of that, but it's you know, the freestyling is not. It's too embarrassing.
It's far too embarrassing. Am I still coming through? Cool, fine. It's just the headphones are gone.
Should freestyle around scatting.
Around scatting, yeah. I just don't.
Oh, wait, it was my fault.
Did we get too excited?
I got so excited, I pulled your headphones out.
Whoa!
Can you hear yourself
now? I'm in. I'm back in the game.
Okay, right, so...
Why don't you... let's switch up. Why don't you freestyle for me? You know what? Let's do this. Yeah, actually,
Corinne,
yeah, sure.
I can't even look at a screen and read what's on the screen, let alone freelance.
Freestyle. I can't.
Freelance.
She can't freelance.
I can't freelance.
I can't do live. Well. It's not happening. If I could even slightly do it, I would try, but I can't.
God damn. So what was the other reason you wanted me on?
Well, you may as well leave now. That was it.
Just the rap now, you know. My agent said that I can't rap anymore, that I'm not allowed to.
Yeah,
they were like, just don't do it, you know, unless the tapeworm signs off on it, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Then, all right, so what else have you got then? Because now we've brought
nothing.
Them up for no reason, he's not going to be doing any rapping.
Although, you know, I'll tell you something that I could do.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay.
Somewhere in the FUBAR systems, there is the instrumental version of one of my singles, House Party Massacre. And if you want, I can perform it for you live.
Yeah! Okay.
If you want.
We might need a minute.
Abby's going to sort it out. But that's fine. In the meantime, you know.
It sounds really dramatic.
It's a very dramatic song.
Can we do that, Abby? Would that be cool?
There you go. It's in the system. This is a good compromise.
Tell us your weirdest sexual experience,
Oh,
please.
My God. There's too many of them.
We'll pick one.
God.
Only weirdest one.
Oh God. I was thinking about the other day because I'm going on a podcast which is going to be quite graphic about my history in a month. So I was thinking back about the maddest stuff that I have encountered.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's weird, but I thought a lot about like 2005 when I was like 19. And I was in Washington, D.C., working as like a lobbyist for children's rights in D.C. So I would go up every day to the Senate and like White House and Capitol Hill, like literally little London boy just being like, yeah, bruv, sponsor my bill, innit? Yeah, you got this. Yeah, cool. And I met like Hillary Clinton a couple times, like all these crazy shit happened. Yeah. And I remember that this is before I really knew what like Republican or Democrat was, like, even though I was very tuned into British politics, I didn't really understand American politics.
American politics is so confusing.
And so I got invited onto this Republican yacht for a fundraiser with all of these like major like Republican senators and stuff. Anyway, so like I fucked one of the staffers in the bottom of the yacht while the fundraiser was going.
That is amazing. That's fucking awesome.
And that's why we got him on.
That's why you're on our show.
Just remembered that the other day.
Right, we've got your music. Are you ready?
I'm so excited. Right. So, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
You tell me when you're ready. You tell me when to go.
No, let's do this.
Are you ready for a live performance?
I'm ready for a live performance. Let's do this.
Last Skeptic. Here we go, people. All right. Enjoy.
If I lose a bit of my breath, it's because I'm snotty. You guys ready? It's a special Venus birthday special.
Such a sexy voice.
I get high when I don't want to speak to anyone in the room, yeah, I mean you. Sat next to another lost soul, puking up in a bowl, man, I don't want to be you. It's best see-through, seeking next connection, zombies looking next for necking on you. Looking for some next attention when you got gat chopped, that friend's ascending. Am I a dead ting? Am I a bredgin? Looking at me like I'm festering to be sectioned, moving out yard, cause my head needs to exit. Everybody's legless, excited by nitrous. Trial by fire by the night, cause trying to be righteous, but I might just be high and be frightened by likeness. Ice twitch hyped up, trying to be violent. The breath smells bad. There's a girl in the corner with a guy that reminds her of a dad. Some lad steps on my kicks bad, about to rip the shirt off his back. Stay on task, slide that door, get that air, pry off the mask, search for the light. What am I gonna do in my life? I guess I should figure out Friday night, moving around the room like a silhouette. Two pingers down, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening yet. I know what to do by the end of the cigarette. 4 V&Ts, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it, but no one's listening. I get drunk when I don't want to be me, looking back in the window at the scenery. Everyone's mad sceney, one A&R try and beef me, put him out easy. Industry's full of cunts, wait till they're full of drugs, man wouldn't pull a punch. Maybe it's not that deep, people mad happy but I'm lost in sleep, How did I get here? Who do I like? Why do I not care? Move back inside. So many posers, girls taking selfies under film posters, dead inside. But they got a milli subscribed, world famous online. Won't chat to me until they know my job title and the name that I go by. Oh my. Find the dregs in the bottle in the kitchen. Buck with my boy and find the next mission. Getting too angry and not having attention. Or a pot to piss in, try and get this cunt to listen. Argue with a Tory, nothing is simple. Same old story, different wrinkles. What am I gonna do in my life? I should figure out Friday night. Moving around the room like a silhouette. Two pingers down, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it. But no one's listened yet. I know what to do by the end of the cigarette. Four V&Ts, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it. But no one's listened yet. Moving around the room like a silhouette. Two fingers down, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it. But no one's listened yet. I know what to do by the end of the cigarette. Four V&Ts, I ain't in it yet. Everyone's watching, I'm killing it. But no one's listened yet. No one's listened, yeah. No one's listened, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the Venus Libido special house party massacre. That was your birthday. That was your birthday song. And it's about a house party, so, you know, there you go.
It's so fitting.
Oh, shit. There you go. Exclusive.
That was hot.
Thanks, Corin. Thank
you. I lost my breath in the first verse from being snotty, so that's what happened.
He did really well to not laugh at mine and Venus's dancing throughout that. He had to close his eyes, everyone.
You know, the thing is, like, I get so easily put off, weirdly, when I'm rapping, even just, like, to an audience. If I see someone, like, literally 100 people that way and one person is speaking to their mate, I'm like, sorry, stop the song. What are you talking about? What's going on? No. Eyes.
Do you actually?
No, I just get a bit put off.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It would piss me off though if people were talking when I'm singing.
Yeah.
You listen to me, bitch.
Yeah. This is my time.
There's no talking when my presence is here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fucking hell. No, thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on.
Well, hit me with other questions. I'll tell you everything.
Wow.
I was trying to think the weird stuff. I don't think, you know. I'm trying to think.
What
I mean, there's going to be
what
some...
What porn do you watch?
Porn. I love watching girls rim each other. It's like my go-to.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Okay, last question.
Go on, hit me.
What are you leaving behind in 2019? Biatch.
My life.
Deep?
Yeah.
Right. That's a bit much.
Yeah. 12:01, 2020. I'm out. Peace.
Don't say that. Don't manifest it.
That was
sorry. What am I leaving behind in 2020? No, you know what? Because I've had like a rocky 13, 14 months, which that's how many months are in a year, right?
Specifically.
Sure.
Specifically
about 14 and a half. I'm excited to leave it all behind knowing that I have successfully, you know, because I think it's important for all of us to look back at and see what we've achieved, and I think I've achieved a lot this year. So personally, professionally, everything, I've made a great lots of great steps in my career, and you know, personally, I just feel better, I feel stronger. So I'm excited to leave a lot of stuff, a lot of anger and aggression and sadness in 2019. And you know, just be more angry and more sad in 2020. That's what
Find
I'm hoping
new
for.
Things to be angry.
Exactly, because it never changes. It never changes.
No, it's very true. It's very true.
It's just
Are you
going to
work on a new album?
Yeah, I've finished an EP already.
Oh, fuck,
yeah,
really?
So I've done that. Because basically, so the whole album was about a breakup. And you'll relate to this.
Heartbroken. Let me live.
No, but the next EP that I've written is about meeting someone who I really liked, kind of in a rebound-ish scenario, who didn't necessarily feel the same way back.
Right.
And so that I've written an EP
about.
I could
write about four albums about that. Yeah. I reckon that happens to me so often.
Oh, bless you. To this wonderful woman right here.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
What fucking dickheads are doing this to you?
Idiots. Idiots.
Look at you.
So I'll give you their email addresses if you like. You
sure. That's fine. I'll post them a tapeworm. I've got enough of them to go around.
I'll DM you some addresses. Cool. Where's my tequila? Sorry, I've been waiting for it.
Bar, bitch.
Where's my tequila?
What are you guys leaving behind in 2019?
I'm leaving so much behind. We were talking about this earlier. I'm leaving straight energy behind. I'm leaving emotionally unavailable men. Yeah. I need to stop dating fangirls. That's also another thing I need to leave in 2019.
Yeah.
What else? And just anything that... Anyone who doesn't make me come.
Yeah,
they're
fair
staying
play.
In 2019 too. Anyone that won't let me peg them, especially straight men, because I only get off with sleeping with straight men if I can emasculate them.
Yeah, yeah, fair
so
play.
So if that doesn't work, they left in 2019.
Yeah, I was seeing this woman who she is a pegging like expert, you know. And she kept
that,
just...
That, is that a job?
Well,
that,
I guess so. She goes like to the parties, and that's specifically what she goes for. She just goes and pegs everybody. Oh. And she kept
sounds
just saying to me...
Can you send me this person's
yeah, of course.
Details?
I'll introduce you guys. She's amazing.
I want to start doing that. I want to put that
great.
In my bio. I'm putting that into 2020.
That's my next year's birthday present, please, Colin.
Sure, that's fine. She's great. But she kept being like, I'll get you one day. And I'm like... Look, let's be real. You're not gonna get me. I'm sorry. I mean, look, if I was into it, I'd be open to. I'm down, but not. I mean, you're not gonna get anything up there. There's a lot going on down there. I don't think that, you know. I'm not really into it.
You wouldn't let someone.
You know,
I'll let people demasculate me. I don't give a shit. You do whatever else, but I don't think anything else is happening down there.
Did you make a joke earlier? Do you know when we said we were playing orgasm noises?
Yeah,
and you said, well. I've never heard a woman orgasm. Was that a joke?
Wait, women have orgasms?
Do you have a woman orgasm or you're
do
queer?
They? What?
Is it a joke? I don't know. I don't understand the context.
I don't know. No, that's just a woman going to Toys R Us and finding the perfect toy for a kid, right? That's the sound that they make.
What are you on about? What? Who the fuck shops at Toys R Us in 2019? What? Toys R Us
even
a thing?
Toys R Us doesn't even exist.
Does it not? It got
they
closed
anymore.
Down. Oh,
they
my God. I need to get my
anyway,
witty quips up to 2020 standard. Woolworths, that's a woman in Woolworths. That's still open, right? That's still open.
I miss Woolworths.
Our price, right?
Oh, we all miss fucking Woolworths.
They used to do those like mini cans. You could get like 5 for £1. You know, like mini Sprite.
I love those. Yeah. Oh my God, those are my favourite.
Now you're going to Macro for that shit.
Yeah, and pick a mix.
Real joy.
Go on.
New stationery.
Oh, I love that.
And in Woolworths, you could get like loads of cheap. If you don't have a lot of disposable income, that was the place to go for stationery.
Yeah.
Oh. That was lit.
Do you know what I'm going to put on your fucking gravestone?
I told you I was ill.
No, you know what you should put? Look behind
disposable
you.
Disposable fucking income. You said it like 10 times.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just don't have it. That's what I want in 2020. I'm going to stop saying it. I'm going to find a new word for disposable income.
I like it. I'm going to Japan in a few weeks and they've got crazy stationery over there. Like the shops are just...
Can you
insane.
Send us some?
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Thanks. That was easy.
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll go then.
No, well, thanks so much, Corin, for coming
on. No worries. My pleasure. You're not done with me already, right? Sure, we can talk for hours.
What else do you want to talk about?
Anything. You can ask me anything. She thinks I've never heard a woman orgasm before in my life.
Because you said that earlier when we were playing the game.
And I do only speak the truth at all times.
I didn't know if it was a joke. Do you see what I was saying, though? I didn't know if it was a joke.
I do. It's all I...
Okay,
I don't
one
only
last
speak
thing
the truth.
We want from you.
Go on.
Might not be the last thing, actually.
Okay, go on.
We've still got, like, 3 minutes.
Three but minutes? What time do you finish?
No, we've got another guest.
No, cancel them. No, cancel them. Let's
give
go.
Us.
Why don't you do the rest of the show out there? I'll take over and we can...
Well, this is my last birthday request.
Okay.
Just purely because.
No, I'm not doing
it. Oh, wait.
No.
You have to give us your best orgasm noise.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
I don't know. I'm always sorry when it happens. You know? Just always sorry.
It happened too quick.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry.
No, usually it's like too... You know, the only thing worse than too quick is when it's too long.
Yeah.
You know?
I've actually experienced...
And that's me all of the time because I struggle to come straight away with a new person. So if I'm with someone for the first time, I'm probably not going to come. So I'll just be there hours later. Because I just to do that, I have to really be relaxed with someone.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm never relaxed. So usually it's worse than
it's
like
worse
straight away.
Because
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's like.
Because it's like
it's
you're not
little,
turning me on.
Yeah, but and it's not to do with that. Yeah, it's not like,
it's
and
not,
everyone feels sad. And
it's
then
not,
you,
nothing
I faked
to do
it before, like quite a few times.
Gosh.
I've never heard a man admit to faking orgasming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got to.
That's the first.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Do you know the shortest sex I've ever had is 3 seconds? He spent longer going to Aldi's across the road to get condoms than he did inside me. It was so depressing.
Oh, my God.
And he's also my friend now, but he probably's not happy that I'm talking about it. But it was actually one of the worst scenarios in my life. And there was loads of other... I have to go into it another time because the story's too long. But loads of other awful, terrible things happened during that session of... After the 3 seconds,
that. Oh, God.
It just got worse.
Wait, within the 3 seconds, how could that have got any worse?
Okay, so he
second one, he goes inside. Second two,
quickly,
he murders a stripper. Second three.
No, No, okay.
You got 2 minutes
okay,
to say.
Oh my god. I didn't even know what to say. I feel on the spot. Okay,
go on.
So he was like a friend of mine, and we like hooked up. We met on Tinder like a year before, but I parted him off because he got too young. Anyway, after a year and a lot of tequila, I decided, you know, the time's right.
Sure.
So after the 3 second sex, I fell asleep because what else am I going to do after 3 seconds sex?
Yeah, true.
And I woke up and there was just blood everywhere. Like, no, there was, and I thought, oh my god, it's me, because at the time I was like going through all these like procedures, like because I had like, I was having like tests because I had like abnormal cells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very really common. Deep. Very common.
And they said one of the things that could happen is that you could bleed.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I woke up and I was like, oh my god, I bled all over the sheets. Oh my god, oh my god, it's definitely because of the procedure. So I started freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Being like, oh my god, I almost said their name then. That would have been so awful because they're friends. No, and I was like, oh my god.
Boris.
Oh my god, Boris, I've woken up and I've bled all over your sheets. I'm so sorry, it must have been because of the 3 second sex. And then it wasn't. He turned around and said to me, oh, it was so bad. He was like, no, hun, like, don't worry. Don't get stressed. It's not yours. It's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh!
And they broke up, like, 2 weeks before. And I was, like, too scared to be like, okay, so great. Was she here last night?
Oh, my God. He didn't clean the sheets.
For 2 weeks, and I didn't want to know what was worse. So I left, and he was like, no. He's like, Tori, I want to take you on a date. So I changed my bus back to Linlin, changed the date, blah, 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 blah.
No.
And then I got to town. And then he stood me up.
Oh.
And he was like, sorry, I can't do it. I'm freaking out about my ex. And I was like, okay, so not only did I have 3 seconds sex with you, I woke up in your ex-girlfriend's period blood, you also just pawed me off on a date. And we're somehow still friends.
Why are you still friends with
this person?
I'm not sure.
You slept in his like ceremonial sheets.
He
sacrificed someone on those sheets. Like, it could have been years before.
And it wasn't me.
And it was congealed. Oh my god.
Anyway,
no.
So shout out if you're listening.
God, no.
Shout out if you're listening.
Oh, bless. No. Like, I've had that before when someone's bled without knowing, but then I don't want to embarrass them. So usually when they go to the toilet, I just change the sheets or something and then just be like, oh no, I chat myself or something. I just blame myself.
No, it was all me.
It's all good. Don't worry about explosive.
Totally it's totally fine to like bleed during sex. If that happens,
yeah, definitely.
Okay. But it's just not ideal if it's
someone else's
from years gone by. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my 3 second sex story.
Wow.
I hope you all enjoyed it.
Wow, right, that was insane.
Definitely not turned on.
And now you have to leave. So on that note, bye.
Whoa.
Thanks, Corin, for coming on.
Fine.
And if anybody wants to find you on Instagram, where do they find you?
Okay, what I'm going to do is, before I leave, I'm going to draw a map.
Right.
A really, really interesting. It's going to be a treasure map. I'm going to leave it somewhere. And I'm going
to
write the coordinates
under
one of your Instagram photos. What they have to do is find the Instagram photo that I've commented on with the coordinates. It will lead them to this map, and at the end of the treasure map will be my Instagram handle. Okay?
Okay.
So if you guys are up for that,
go for
follow me. Follow me on Instagram.
But also listen to your new album.
I hope it's
and
on
whatever
my
else.
One that I'm talking on the vibraphone about pegging.
Yeah, I think it will be. Oh no, I just gave it away. Okay, fine.
All right. No.
Thanks for having
me,
everybody.
Corin.
Thank you.
So we're going to play. What should we play?
Ashniko.
You want to play Ashniko?
Yeah.
So we're going to play our good friend, Ashniko. If you don't know who Ashniko is, then you've been living under a fucking rock, and go and follow her. This is Working Bitch.
I'm a working bitch. Ain't got no time for dick. You wish you could swear my headset's on. Sway my attention. Too tired to entertain little boys. I'm the boss of my business, I shouldn't voice. And one strike two, I'm self-employed. Swear my blue vibrator brings me more joy. If you wanna play second fiddle to my job, wanna be side dick in a one-stop shop, let me know. Let me know. Cause I do well for myself. Nothing you do is extraordinary. My last boyfriend was good. I love my day job. Fuck a blow job. What's the point? It's all deja vu. They don't give me what I want. Money makes some. Making money better than the dick. Pussy play though. Pussy like her pocket stick. Now he looks stressed cause he know that I don't need him. Mouth's open, baby bird, I'm not gonna feed him. Yeah, I'm big on boss. I'm a working bitch. Ain't got no time for a dick. You wish you could swear nothing you do is extraordinary. Texting on my mental health, and my last boyfriend was cautionary. I'm a working bitch, working bitch,
working bitch.
Tuesday Takeover with Venus Libido on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello. We're back. We're back. And we have a new guest.
Hello.
Quick change. We're here with Ruby Rare, who has been on FUBAR before.
I was here but a week ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
You look like beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
You always
I'm
look beautiful.
I'm actually wearing black today, which is not
do you know
very...
What?
Common for me.
Yeah, I was looking at you thinking, what's the difference? Like, you're not wearing like lots of colour.
I know. It's because I got this. I have like two outfits that require me to wear black and red, and this is one of them. And I got this jewellery's new because I went to Mexico recently, and I got this jewellery. And so now you found me on one of my like vampy black days where I've got like a ridiculous big faux fur hat that I will grace you with later.
Okay, beautiful.
Do you drink? There's tequila for you.
Thank you so much. It's been a long day. Tequila would be lovely. How are you?
We've had a lot of tequila. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this a running theme?
Venus forgot how to read for a hot minute, so anything that comes on the screen, she's had too much tequila, I have to read now.
Honestly, the last time I saw you, I was pissed. This time I'm pissed. I'm just always pissed when I meet you.
But the running theme has been the tequila.
Yeah.
So.
But the tequila was always there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for anybody who doesn't know you, let's talk about you for a hot minute.
Okay. What do you want to know?
What do you do? Where do you come from?
How did you go? No one gets that song. Fuck, no one gets my jokes. Where did you come from?
I got it. My issue wasn't that I didn't understand it. My issue was the joke.
It wasn't
itself.
Funny.
Yeah. I just didn't want to be reminded that that song existed.
I'm just going to drink my tequila now. Yeah, okay. You just talk about you.
I'll talk about me. So, hi, I'm Ruby. I am a sex educator. I do that in lots of different ways. I'm on Instagram a lot. I live on Instagram, and I also do stuff in real life. So I, 4 years ago, I started teaching sex ed in schools. So I have told so many people about the clitoris for the first time in their lives. I have had all of the embarrassing questions you can imagine thrown my way. And I think that's prepared me quite well for talking to adults about this kind of stuff as well. Because everyone has the questions, whether you're like 11 years old or 70, where you just don't understand.
Yeah.
I had someone's nan ask me about pegging like last Christmas season.
We've spoken about pegging a lot
keeps
on this show.
I love talking about pegging. But have you watched the Broad City episode?
Mm-mm. No.
Where, babes, you've got to watch it.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode where one of the characters like starts to peg her boyfriend and ends up then having to go to her best friend's nan's funeral and has to explain it all to her like extended family.
At the funeral.
And something, it wasn't a funeral, but something similar happened to me because I did a talk in Bristol and was talking about pegging. And then at the end, the woman who was organising the talk, her mum came up to me and her mum and her friend were really, really pissed. And they were like, we've just got to ask, what's pegging? We've never heard of this before. And I had to like sit them down for 10 minutes and be like,
What did they think it was? Did they explain?
I think they were too drunk and too embarrassed and giggly to think, to kind of even project about what it was. Yeah. But they were really into it. They were like, I don't think I thought they might have been horrified, but they were super.
So cool. Wait, maybe there's some people on the show that don't know what pegging is. So, as a sex educator, yeah. What is your explanation of pegging?
We've just been saying it, and we've not really assumed. We've just assumed everyone knows what it
what
is.
What do you think pegging is? So, wear these headphones.
You can put the headphones on.
Will they make me feel official?
We're going to play a game where you all need them later. So let's pop them on.
Venus, you sound so loud now.
We like games on the show.
So explain to people who might not know what pegging is, what it is.
So my definition of it for me, I don't have a penis.
Yep.
But I can have a penis by wearing a strap-on. Mm-hmm. And then it's me fucking other people with that strap-on.
Yeah.
But it's mostly... Like, the way that we talk about pegging is, like, cis women fucking cis men in their bums.
Up the ass.
Up the ass.
We can say ass on the show as well.
I know, but I just like bums because it's so silly and friendly as well. Bums. I think it's a lovely word.
Ruby, I bought my first strap-on the other day.
Done.
It's beautiful.
Is it internal or is it...
No, it's not.
Good. I'm not a fan of them.
No, I wasn't keen, but I went to this shop in Soho and I was like... to this lady, like, can you please just help me buy my first wrap-on? And she was like, yes, so you can have this and this and this.
It would be my pleasure.
And then last night she was trying it on all my flatmates. Hi everyone, this is my friend Venus. She's going to put her strap-on on you.
They loved it.
They did love it, to be fair.
No, I'm so happy. I think it's amazing. Ruby's just taking all her jewellery off,
I know,
off,
I'm
way.
Very, like, I sound like a pirate today on radio. I had not realised that. I've been naked in more unusual places.
Oh, that's another thing that people need to know about you, is you're a beautiful naked lady and you enjoy being naked.
I'm naked a lot of the time, yeah. Me and my best work wife, lovely friend Rosie, run a body positive life drawing class where... We're naked all the time because it's basically just an excuse for us to get naked. But we encourage everyone else to get as naked as they want to as well.
Yeah.
Because everyone poses.
Yeah. So it's like entirely
so much fun.
Naked.
No. Drawing. It's not a competition. So you don't have to be naked. It's not like the more body positive you are, the more naked you are.
But if you are drawing and you feel like getting naked, you can also be naked.
Yeah, but you pose as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
You'd have a moment and then you get to keep the drawings that are done of you.
Yeah.
So it's really cute. It's like a nice. But I'm all for, like, it's a weird thing because I'm a sex educator and I talk about, like, very much sexually explicit stuff all the time. I talk about, like, non-monogamy, pleasure, queer stuff. But then I've got this kind of other side where I talk about nudity and it's really, like, sacred and special to me. But in a non-sexual way as well.
Yeah.
Like, I would be as comfortable in this room not wearing clothes.
Yeah, same.
And I kind of feel like that's the same with both of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you say that and people are like...
No, I'm quite happy I could not just do be that. Naked.
But it's just... It's really nice. I think when you've got, like, the opportunities to be around people that you care about but you don't want to fuck and be naked with them, you're like, oh, this is lovely. So I feel like I've learned more about you and I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's really good. I have so many goddamn questions to ask you. I'm not going to get them in like less than half an hour.
Hit me.
So let's talk about, okay, first, I just want to go back onto the strap-on thing. Just for people who don't know, what's the difference between external and internal strap-ons?
So you can get... They look really scary when you see them in a shop because they look massive. Mm-hmm. But you can get strap-ons that are like a normal dildo, but then they have a bit that goes inside.
Yeah.
So if you've got a vagina, it like goes inside you and sort of the muscles inside and around your vagina... Inside your vagina, that makes it sound weird. they kind of like hold it in place, only they don't often because you have to have like absolute supersonic strength.
Yeah,
like if you're like a bodybuilder, but in your genitals, then great, go for it. But most strap-ons, you just like sit on top of the... I'm doing lots of like hand movements, but it's not a great look for radio. But it just like sits on top of the genitals or like on top of your like little triangle. That's the official word.
It's a little triangle.
And then you can like you wear like a harness or like pants that are designed to like hold a strap on kind of thing.
That's so.
But it's good fun. Have you put it to good use yet?
Not yet, because I'm trying to wait. My partner doesn't want me to peg him, so I'm kind of just wearing it for the sake of the fact that I just want to see what it's like to have a penis while I'm like doing some illustrations and chilling in my bedroom.
It's good fun. I love doing that.
Like, that's all I've bought it for, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to talk him round to it.
One day, when he's drunk.
I've worn strap-ons to parties before, which are, like, they've been sex parties. It's not been like, oh my God, this crazy lady walking
just
around with a dick.
Up.
But like, but it's, and not used it before, but it's just, I've like been wearing a dress or a skirt and I've just been like, ha ha ha. I've got to do it. It's really good fun.
I just wanted to see what it's like to have a penis.
Yeah.
I just enjoy sitting in my bedroom with it on. There's nothing like, that's it.
Yeah. I wish I had a prostate. That's the one thing that you can't really create, and I'm sad about that.
Yeah.
Because they're a lot of fun. I like playing with other people's, but I do sometimes get sad that I don't have one of my own.
So on your Instagram, you identify as bisexual.
Correct.
And you are into this is tequila. Non-monogamy. There you go, yes. It came out. Let's explain that a little bit more for people who don't know what non-monogamy is.
So those two things are separate.
Yeah.
But, well, they can be separate. For me, they are, like, they're in my identity, so they kind of coexist alongside each other. But, I'm happily bi. I talk about it quite a lot, and I run events around bisexuality, and I'm going to be doing more of them in the new year. But I love talking about it because the more I delve into it, the more I realise there's just, like, not spaces to have these conversations.
No, there literally isn't.
There are safe spaces. Well, hopefully all of the spaces are safe, but there are straight spaces and there are gay spaces and, like,
being
me
bi
and my
kinda
mates.
Being bi kind of gets, like, lost in the conversation, I feel, a lot of the time.
And I've got mates, like, most of my mates are bi, and that's lovely.
Mm.
But even with us, it's quite difficult to find, like, nights to go to or events to go to that aren't around drinking as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, not everyone wants to do that all the time. And, like, yeah, that can be really fun. It's great to know that you're, like, in a space where you can party with people who are similar to you. But actually, in terms of having those connections and, like, having nice conversations that could be platonic but really meaningful about your identity, it feels really important. And I'm always surprised because I feel I have that imposter syndrome as well. Of like, oh God, but being bisexual, like, it's not being gay, so it's not, like, enough to talk about, like, we're fine, it doesn't matter, whatever. And actually, the more that I talk about it with other people and the more I delve into it myself, like, there are some really unique struggles that people experience and need to be spoken about.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like I'm a bi person as well, and I feel like and I feel like there's so much stigma still attached to, like, being bi. Everyone just is like, oh, you're bi curious is an in-between stage, or this, or, oh, you're in a straight heteronormative relationship, so you must have picked a side. And there's so many negative conversations, and it just makes you feel like your queerness isn't valid.
Yeah. And I think it's something that you have to keep struggling with, because then there's obviously the choice of, like, well, do I overcompensate by, like, presenting super, super queer?
Yeah.
Or do I have to, like, let that not be something that a lot of people know all the time?
Yeah.
Like, you might meet someone and it's not something that they pick up on, which, again, I guess is okay. Like, we don't always need to be shouting about parts of our identities.
No.
It's just, like, particularly in London when, like, we're lucky, the environment that we're in, like, it's not dangerous, we're allowed to shout about this when we want to, and we also need to, like, fight for the spaces where this would not be okay to talk about. But yeah, so I'm really interested in talking about that and non-monogamy as sort of separate but combined, because for me it's really handy, like, I can keep dating people of all genders even though I am in a relationship right now, and that sort of validates my sexuality through non-monogamy a bit. But what questions
what would
you do
say
you,
is
are
the difference
you
between polyamory and non-monogamy?
So,
what's the difference between the two terms?
I like this question.
You're welcome.
Thanks for feeding me my favourite question. Non-monogamy is kind of like the umbrella for all. Like, there's monogamy and there's non-monogamy, basically. So I say non-monogamy because it's really vague. It's kind of like queer. You're like, I don't know exactly what that means, but I kind of know what flavour that is generally. Mm-hmm. Polyamory is like a type. And I have been polyamorous in the past. I think for me, there's like there's a lot of expectations that come with the phrase polyamory. There's like kind of a set of rules or understandings that a lot of people adhere to. And for me, that's not super helpful because those expectations can be a bit tricky to like navigate and play around with. But polyamory means literally many loves. So the idea is that you're like creating connections that are like romantic and loving and maybe more long term and with multiple partners. I've done that before. I've been in love with more than one person at the same time, and like it was lovely while it worked, and I would go back to it in the future if I had more time, but it takes so much fucking time.
So much emotional admin. One person.
No, I know.
Like two or three.
I've got one main partner now, and like non-monogamy works for us because we date people together and we date people separately, and that's really nice and fun. And like all the people that I date outside of my primary partner right now are kind of like sexy friends.
Yeah.
More than like, you're going to become my girlfriend now. It's like, friendship is the thing that like is the foundation of our relationship, and then all this other lovely stuff. But I don't have enough fucking time to date loads of people. Like, I barely have enough time to date at all.
Yeah, I know. Same. I miss it.
It's always really telling. You can tell how successful my sex life is by how long my nails are. Oh, my nails are really long for me right now.
My nails are fucked. What does that mean? I buy mine. Look how
no. If I if I'm cutting my nails short regularly, that means I'm sleeping with lots of people. I love that. But right now, like, my poor partner, like, I'm like, my nails are long, so there is a limited amount of things that we can do right now because I don't want to hurt you.
Okay, we're going to play a game. I've been looking forward to this game, I'm not going to lie. So this is...
What's the game?
It's called Guess That Sex Noise, but with animals. So you have to basically guess what animal is making this sex noise.
Aww. Oh, actually, I know... Okay. I know
you were really happy and now you're really negative.
I was really happy because I like animals and I think they're wholesome and I think animals should be having lovely sex. And then I remembered one animal noise that I know.
The
and
fox.
If you play it, it's a turtle. If you play it, I'm going to fucking lose my shit because it's horrible.
A turtle. Oh my God. Okay.
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 Hopefully so, not. Hope you were safe.
This is clip one. So we have to guess whether this is... A cockatiel.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what's a cockatiel.
What's a cockatiel? Is that a dog?
Is that a dog?
Little bird.
A bird. A bird.
Okay, it's a bird.
A cockatiel, a hamster, or a dolphin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Ooh. Bloody hell.
I'm going to go with hamster.
They sound like they're having fun.
I hope they're having multiple orgasms.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's listen again.
One more.
I'm going to go with whatever the cockatiel thing is.
I'm going to go... I was going to say this anyway. I'm going to go dolphin just because I know that they have crazy sex lives. They're one of the only mammals that, like, has sex for pleasure and to socialise as well as humans.
Okay. So which is it? Let's find out. It is... A cockatiel.
Yes,
bitches.
Oh,
no.
I'm winning. Okay, can we mark this one down because I'm currently winning? And we didn't know who won last time.
Okay, so clip two. Is it a cow, an alpaca, or a leopard?
That sounds horrific.
That just sounds like a big fart.
I'm going to go with alpaca.
Yeah, I think that's an alpaca.
I'm going to go with cow.
Oh, that one made me kind of...
So let's find out.
I don't want to sex shame this, like...
Yes!
Oh, no!
I'm so good at this, and I don't think it's a good thing to be good at.
It's an
but
alpaca.
I've got it. I'm winning.
Are you going
alpaca.
On the dark web and watching things that you shouldn't be watching?
Yeah, I'm not into bestiality, I promise you.
You've been practicing. clip three. Is it a sea lion, a ferret, or a cat?
Okay, I feel like this one's really obvious. It's I'm not gonna go with it, though.
I'm gonna go with a cat. Oh god!
I think it's a sea lion.
I think it's a trick. I think it's a ferret.
You know what? These are upsetting me more than I thought they would. They don't sound like they're having much fun.
That whatever that was doesn't sound happy.
I'm saying cat because it does legit sound like a cat.
I'm going sea lion. I'm
being a basic bitch about this.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so we've all... Oh, it's a cat.
Yeah.
All right, Ruby, you've got a point.
Point for basic.
He sounded so sad then, Tori. You got a point.
Oh, did you accidentally put that on your tally instead of mine?
I didn't. If there was cameras in here, there is cameras. I am a sore loser, but I'm not a fucking cheater.
All right.
Okay, clip four. Is it a spider monkey, a red panda, or a turtle?
Spider monkey's kind of a
turtle. No. It's a turtle! It's a turtle! I hate it! I hate it! I hate it so much! I hate it so much! You can YouTube these.
Oh! It's horrible. It sounds like a balloon.
Again.
It sounds like when you split the balloon end.
It's really upsetting. And I'm sure the turtle's having a nice time, but I'm really struggling with that one.
Why?
There are YouTube clips of it of like turtles and tortoises like fucking crocs that are like khaki coloured.
Like thinking crocs is in like the shoe.
Because they look a bit like
crocs. Crocs couldn't get any worse.
They think that it's
a, I don't care if they do Balenciaga ones now. I don't give a shit.
Oh, no. They all just like to burn in hell.
Okay, so I think we know it's a turtle.
We know,
right?
It's a turtle.
Is it a turtle? Ooh. It is a turtle.
You can have that one.
Okay. Oh, my body feels
right. We're drawing
grim.
Now. The battle's on.
So, last one. Is it a rhino, a koala, or an anteater?
The fuck is an anteater?
The things with the long noses.
They're cute.
Like, go and sniff up.
Oh my god, I don't know what any of these things are.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. You know what? Out of all the five, I think that's the sexiest.
Do you think?
Can you play it again?
It's like a big, hunky bear guy.
Sounds like something off Godzilla.
I'm going to go rhino.
I think it's a rhino.
Rhino.
Do you think it's a rhino? Is it a rhino?
I'm kind of into that one, though.
Oh, it's a koala.
Ooh, little
really?
Wild card.
Wild card, bitches.
Okay, well, none of us won. We drew, though. You got... Phoenix, you're fucking shit at this.
I didn't get any.
You got absolutely nothing. And we, me and you got two each.
We're all right, okay.
We're good. We're
how's,
doing good.
How's your competitive streak about drawing?
No, why does it say Venus won, Ruby 2? What did you win?
I didn't win. I didn't get any right. I'm pretty sure.
The radio's lying to us now. The radio's lying to us and saying
okay.
That Venus got
no,
one.
No, good.
She bloody didn't.
So we have another game.
Wow.
Which we've played for everyone.
You're so prepared with the games.
Yeah, we are. Before everyone came in, me and Tori recorded our orgasm noises. But we've discovered that they're pretty fucking obvious.
And
actually.
It really stresses
live,
me out, actually.
Live,
so, can I have some more tequila?
I'd like a bit more as well.
We'll get you some more tequila.
I just need a bit more details about this orgasm recording.
So, we both separately recorded what our orgasm, when we have
your
orgasm.
These are actual real life orgasms.
No, we were
top quality.
Actually, we weren't fingering ourselves or anything like that, so we were recording them. So, they were just fake.
It was a fake.
They were fake.
Oh,
we weren't actually
no.
in the radio station
we're not
orgasming,
that
and I wish.
That, we're not that.
That
prepared.
Didn't happen.
Next
and that's why I didn't like it. It made me feel really uncomfortable, and I made Venus go out the room because I was like, it's fake orgasming, and I'm not okay with fake orgasming.
Orgasming days are behind me. I don't know if I can do it again.
Honey, I didn't just leave that in 2019. I left that in 2016.
Oh,
and that's why
yeah.
I feel really uncomfortable about it. It's revisiting me.
It's been 6 years for me. No more.
I've never faked an orgasm.
I stopped faking orgasms when I was 18.
I ain't about that
I didn't,
shit.
Yeah, no, I definitely have faith in them. Do you know, once I slept with someone just to get them to shut up because they were so boring, and then I could be like, well, actually, no, this genuinely happened. So this guy was like staying with me in halls, and I was like, oh, this is a good idea. And then he came and he was fucking boring. And then.
And you knew him before?
Yeah, I did know him before, but he was just boring. Anyway, I sobered up and I was really boring. And then I wasn't really boring, so he was really boring. And I literally, it sounds really awful, but I literally only slept with him because I thought, fuck, then I could just be like, oh, I'm tired. That was good, wasn't it? And then just go to sleep. But it just literally lasted forever. It was as boring as the conversation.
Oh,
and
no.
It was actually like the worst. So
you're
I haven't
too polite.
I faked.
You're
I know! I feel like also that's such a British thing to do. Like,
I'll distract them with sex and then I can sleep.
I'll distract them with my sex and then I can just go to sleep.
Yeah. So do you want to hear our fake orgasm noises?
Yes,
and
please.
Guess whose is whose?
Yes,
but
please.
It is very obvious. This is the first one.
Oh!
That was, like, direct. I liked how intense and felt like to the point that one was. Okay,
one.
I want the other one. Okay, that one's yours, Venus.
No!
What?
Oh my god, maybe it's not that obvious. Okay. Okay. You got it wrong.
Oh no!
That's Tori.
That's
me.
It's actually your horrible voice hearing
is,
your orgasm.
Your voice
noticing.
Is higher than it, like. Oh no, I'm annoyed I got that wrong.
I thought it was really obvious, but obviously...
Yeah, all of the... So I've recorded myself having sex a couple of times, but always on, like, really shitty quality. So actually...
Or like VHS. Instagram story saved.
Oh, God. Close friends. but I, so the sound quality's always been really bad. It's always been like really crackly, so I can't really hear. You can see more than you can hear. So I don't know how I would feel if I heard myself coming.
Oh,
I'm sure I could dig it out in my archive.
We were having this conversation earlier, and I was saying I felt more awkward about coming on the radio show and filming my fake orgasm noise than I actually did when I was actually fingering myself and video recording it on Instagram and sending it to this guy I was seeing. I found, I, for some reason, because I think that was real.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
I think it was because that was real, and I don't mind it because it sounded like it was real.
Well, and also you've got something that's distracting you.
Yeah.
Like if you're having a lovely time, then you're distracted and you're not, but you're not like in your head
time with myself.
Yeah.
But I felt the radio recording was stressful to
me. I'm so sorry I put you through that.
It was consensual nonetheless, but it was definitely consensual for you.
I know, however. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
It's fine. I've cleared it about 10 times in my head in the last day. It's quite weird also listening to your orgasm noise through headphones.
Do it as like your text sound.
Oh, yeah.
You could have each other's though. That would be cute, because then you wouldn't have to listen to yours all the time.
I would actually really love to say Venus, your orgasm noise as my text messages.
Or you could just have it
can
for
you
your
do that
yeah, just
iPhone?
For no, I think you can just for can that one that person.
Now? Okay, we're gonna get those. We're gonna get those.
And
sent
do you know what?
Just to
get a real kick out of it, I'm gonna leave my phone on loud all the time in hope that you will text me.
Okay.
When I'm like on the tube or shit, or like I'm in public spaces. Because that would actually, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Do you know about audio porn?
No.
No, what's that?
About to blow your fucking mind.
Whee!
There are some really great apps that like do it now in a kind of like trendy millennial way. Mm. But I'm also old school, and I like there's a website called Literotica, which is the best website in the whole of the internet. Are you aware of it?
Literotica sounds like such a good website name.
Literotica has not changed the way it looks since 2007 when I started using it. And it's like a whole database of written porn. And they also have audio porn on there. So people like make recordings of like instructions. They like tell you how to wank.
It's like ASMR.
or they tell you fantasies kind of thing, or you can like read them, but it's all free. It's all like, because if you go on Pornhub or any of the other sites, you're kind of watching stolen content. I can talk about porn and like why those tube sites are bad for a very long time, but I won't do it this evening unless you want me to. But I think that sites like Literotica are amazing because it's like a community of people and they all put their own work basically into it. But I love audio porn because I think it's a really nice thing, especially if you sometimes when I watch mainstream porn that's visual, I'm kind of worrying about the performers and I'm like, are you okay? Are you happy? What's going on in your life? Like, have you had a nice morning?
Do you know what? I get that when I watch films sometimes to talk about disposable income again. But like, I can't relax during when I watch films because I'm like, okay, so like for instance on like the Sabrina like reboot on Netflix as an example, they're at the diner and I'm like, you haven't got jobs, how the fuck are you paying for this meal? And it like breaks from the reality of it.
See, I've done it before, being like, oh god, what is your career like now? Like, I wonder when. You're not doing very well in this TV show. Like, I wonder if you'll get another job. So I'm worried about the actual actors, not about the fictional characters.
Oh, I'm like, this fictionally isn't correct.
No, you're so inside
Who's
the world.
This? None of them have work. What are they doing? So yeah, so I see what you mean, kind of in context with the porn. Yeah.
So
porn.
Yeah, but anyway, audio porn's fucking amazing. It's really exciting. It's really like diverse. There are loads of different like stories and different, and you can listen to like different voices. And it's all like in your headphones. It's kind of like how we're all listening to each other now.
Yeah.
But imagine if it was sexy.
That's
like
really
intimate.
We're so going home and doing
but
that.
But I have listened to that before.
That's our plan tonight. Venus is staying at my house. We're gonna,
and you're both going to
we're going to sleep next to each other, not touching nothing, in the dark, with headphones on, separately listening to ASMR literature porn.
There you go.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah,
and
we're
I hope that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe that's
all
what it says Chinese.
You're welcome. Down with that.
Okay.
So to wrap up, just to let everybody know, you do amazing, amazing talks.
I've been
to one of them and I found it amazing. I learned so much. You're an amazing speaker and you talk about things so openly and you made me feel so comfortable.
Dang.
But where can people go to find your next talk? Because I highly recommend, if you're interested in talking about being bi, about learning about sex toys, about literally anything,
and
about being a slut.
Visibility, which I think is so important.
Yeah.
Being a slut, like reclaiming the word slut. Like,
you came to the porn talk.
I came to the sex toy one.
Oh, the sex toy.
I'm going to come to all of them in the new year. Don't worry.
So yeah, I do a talk called How to Be a Slut, which is a particular favourite of mine because I am very slutty.
So where can people go to if they want to come to one of your talks?
So all of my talks that I run myself are going to be at the book club next year, which is in London. I am also probably going to tour with them and go around the country.
Yes.
But for now, they're all the dates that are locked in. So from February. I'm going to be doing 3 events at the book club a month. So I'm going to do like a little...
Is that the one in Shoreditch?
It's the one in Shoreditch, yeah. It's there's a sharing circle, which is like a smaller, more intimate event. So it's like about creating a space and meeting like-minded people and being able to like have interesting conversations, and I kind of curate conversations. And then I do like my big talks that are about... The one in February is going to be about non-monogamy.
Mm.
And then like porn, sex toys, how to be a slut.
Yeah.
The other ones that I do that I can't remember right now. And then I also run these life drawing sessions with my lovely friend Rosie. It's called Body Love Sketch Club. So if you want to get naked with us and do some non-sexual drawing.
Oh, that's fun. Let's get to all of
them. We're going to do it all of it next
Well,
year.
I'm essentially moving into the book club next year. So just swing by and I will probably be there.
And where can people find you on Instagram?
Instagram, I am at Ruby Rare.
Lovely.
I'm also
Thank
on
you.
Twitter, but I kind of neglect
that. I'm not funny enough for Twitter. I just end up like retweeting
either.
Other people.
Yeah. I'm weird enough for Instagram, but not funny enough.
I get really upset.
Twitter.
I get more upset about Twitter likes than I do about Instagram likes. I'm like, you fucking think that my brain isn't funny, and that's more offensive to me.
I just can't handle like, two platforms at once.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Yeah, but so no, I'm mainly on Instagram, being Great. Silly, being
beautiful.
I don't know. Thanks.
Naked and beautiful.
Naked and weird and beautiful.
Thank you so much, Ruby.
You're so welcome.
You're amazing. Please go follow Ruby. Please go to her talks. Please support her in every way which you can because she's fantastic.
Fab. See you soon, babes.
Thank you. So, Tori, have you enjoyed our FUBAR radio takeover?
Yeah, it's been so much fun. Do you know what? I've laughed a lot. I haven't cried a lot. And I've learned a lot. And that's,
beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
very,
wonderful.
My very poetic ending. And I'm, 4 tequilas in? So, whatever.
So, where can people find us? Let's end it on
so
us.
So, you can find me if you really want to. I'll do my really famous intro that I did earlier.
Yeah.
It's at Tori with an I, not a Y, because I'm not a conservative. And Wes, like, yes, like Kanye. So, Tori Wes. On Instagram, and then Bricks Magazine is BRICKS_ I can still spell when I'm pissed. Yes,
my fucking
magazine. So just Bricks _magazine, and that's where you find all my work.
Beautiful. And you can find me at Venus Libido. And if you want to watch some sexy comedy chat show talk, watch Private Parts on YouTube and on my IGTV. And thank you everybody for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this mad one.
What's our final song?
Well, what do you want it to be? It can be... It
has to be iconic.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Okay, I'm just gonna go for this one, because this is my favourite song
at the
moment.
Okay, bye, everyone. We love you.
We love you.
Thanks
enjoy. Go have a wank and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.
You've been cheating and telling me lies.
Redemption!
O'clock coming in when it's morning. You always reply with a lie when I ask you where you've been.